It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do to risk it all for you. Most of us are climbing. We look at challenges and we want to overcome them. We want to climb, get to the top. But as I've said before on this, getting to the top doesn't make you any happier. And you can do destructive things on the way up. If you stay at the bottom doing nothing, then that's worse, right? Wasting that one opportunity you have to climb. So how do you stay at the bottom and still reach the summit? I'll tell you, by climbing in your mind. You can reach the summit in your mind without climbing a single step. That's what I realized when I was on the bottom of Mount Aspiring. I realized three things: the beauty of being alone, that paradise exists, and thirdly, that aspiring is enough. We were always told as kids, it's the thought that counts. And it really is. Think that you really want to buy me a lovely present because you love me. That is enough. I don't need the present. I need nothing. Get me the present, you now have less. And do I really have more? I had enough already. It is the thought that counts. There must be something in this. If everyone has aspirational thoughts, good thoughts, thoughts of love and peace and togetherness, then without taking a single step, we have achieved so much and done nothing. Maybe we don't need to reach the summit. Maybe climbing is deciding to not climb at all. Maybe doing nothing is risking it all. If you climb the mountain everything goes well, you know, well done, you've achieved something. Have you actually achieved anything? You've achieved nothing great. You've only achieved what people have done before. But if you can make your mind happy at the thought of climbing, you've achieved so much more. Because you have aspired, and that is enough. If everyone around the world aspired rather than did, there would be no wars, no competition. It would just be everyone together as one. Just as I felt at the base of Mount Aspiring 25 years ago. We don't need to risk it all. We may need nothing more than to aspire. Paradise, as it turns out, isn't a place. It's a thought. It really is the thought that counts.